Welcome to Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. In this episode, in this month of October, we're going to pray for our children. Yes, we are going to intercede for our children. And life as we know it can be busy, can be hectic. We're running around looking for money to take care of the house, and we forget the spiritual welfare of our children. And sometimes too, we think, oh, they go to church, they come with us to church, so they are covered. No, we have to make time and intercede for our children. So this series, it's going to be 31 prayers that we are going to pray every day for our children. Amen. They will be covered. As a parent, you have a spiritual obligation and a physical obligation, whether your children are old, young, or babies. You have to pray for them. Because the world, as we know it, is changing rapidly. And you need to cover your home. And that means interceding for your children. So we're going to dedicate and devote quality time to pray for and pray our problems, unfavorable situations, because guess what? Sometimes your children go through issues and they don't tell you. And they quietly suffer through it silently. But there is no boundaries in the spirit realm. Pray and intercede on behalf of your children. Guess what? Prayer is never a waste of time. We're going to pray against any delays and denials affecting our children, young and old. There is no doubt that many children are passing through silent problems such as unemployment. You're having issues in your academics, education-wise. Lateness in marriage, you see it across board. Delay in having children. You're going through physical and spiritual sicknesses, witchcraft attacks. You're going through prolonged pregnancies, miscarriages, broken marriages. You're going through activities of strange women and strange men, attacks by spirit husbands and spirit wives, and what is nowadays called mental illness. You're being attacked spiritually, and it's manifesting in the physical, and you're wondering what happened. We have to learn to intercede and cover our home, and that is our children. They're being attacked on every front. They're being attacked in the brain, resulting in poor academic performances, widowhood, and attendant problems, in-law attacks prevalent in marriages, foundational problems from our own foundations that is affecting our children and we don't even know. Effect of polygamous contamination is destroying homes, wrong marriage, evil companions. They look shiny on the outside and our children get attracted because they have been blinded in the spirit realm. And then they get wrong companions that are literally snakes in the house. Cultism, sexual promiscuity, business failures, project stagnation, bedwetting, and physical disability. The list is endless. But power of prayer is able to destroy all of them all. So, in this season, October 2024, we're going to dedicate it as parents interceding for our children, young and old, born or yet unborn. We're going to pray for them. Amen. So, October is a month of intercession. As parents, whether you're a parent or yet to be a parent, one day you'll have your own children. Lay the foundation right now and pray for your children. James 5 verse 16 says what? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or a woman availeth much. So, this month, October 2024, we're going to dedicate this month to praying and interceding for our children, that God's protection will be upon them. Any delays, any denials, any unfavorable situations will turn around to the glory of God, to their favor. Amen. Amen.